Well, hello, my beautiful people. So, it's currently 5:30 in the morning. This is my third podcast that I recorded this morning. And I say this morning because I did start recording these at 1:02 this morning. So, your girl has been doing all the ish this morning. I have gotten a good chunk of my to-do list from a regular exposure finished, and it's just stuff that I hadn't been able to catch up on. Like, things just kept getting in the way. So I got all of the housekeeping done on that. So that's super frick-frack and exciting. And the to-do list is still 7 miles long, but at least it's not 10 anymore. So I'm pretty stoked. And then I have to do some stuff for Jury Apparel, and then I have an early morning run that I have to go and do, not like physical run. Actually, I might go on a run. That sounds nice. I don't want to go outdoors, but a run sounds nice. But I can't decide if I want to do it this morning or this evening. I feel like an evening run is more my speed than a morning run, because I'm not that much of a morning person. Plus, I'd like to get a couple more things done. Nah, I'm gonna run this evening. Anyways, I love a good morning run every now and then, though. So, but usually it's like a Saturday, so like the morning run's like a 9 a.m. morning run, not like a 6 a.m. morning run. That's more my vibe. Anyways, not important to the story at all. I have been working my ass off all night long. I think I might have taken like 2 breaks. Like, one was I sat on TikTok for a minute just to kind of like breathe. So from about 4 to 5, it's probably like 4:30 to like 4:50, 4:55. I was on TikTok for a minute just to kind of breathe and get through some stuff. Everything else, I have been running my brain, just trying to get as much done as possible before I start my day when the sun comes up. And so, yeah, it's been interesting. I haven't done this in a hot second, so it feels nice. But, and I'm very much a night owl. Like, anybody that knows who I am is fully aware that, like, I would much rather be up, like, come home, sleep for a few hours, and be up for the rest of the night and into the rest of the day, and then sleep in the evenings. Like, I am a nap girl. Like, I love a good nap. Love a good nap. I'm a nap girl. I'm very much a person that would rather take a couple naps throughout the day or throughout the, you know, evening, and then actually not go to sleep. But that's not even what I got on here to talk about. Just thought I'd give you a little catch up of where my brain is at. And I'm very excited because anytime that my brain is like this, like, it's exciting because it's like I'm in my, what I'm about to talk about, which is my mad genius era. And in this whole, like, whenever I get like this, I get stupid focused. Like, I get tunnel vision. And I'm just, all I see is the end goal, which is typically my bed. But I get like this tunnel vision, and I'm literally sitting there and I'm like, okay, so, and I can think about everything more logically and more thoroughly than I can whenever I don't have this moment. Like, I'm on the verge of delusion, and it's my favorite spot to be. Because this is whenever the good shit comes out. This is whenever the good ideas come out. And I'm so calm, and like, my anxiety can't get me. Like, I'm so tired that my anxiety cannot touch me. And that's one of my favorite things about whenever I am tired or stressed. So much so that I go numb. And that probably is super unhealthy, and I should probably talk about that in therapy. But I do enjoy it whenever I get tired enough that like, my body is literally numb. Like, I'm going off of caffeine in a dream. Like, at the moment, I got nothing better. And so I am able to, like, really thrive in this moment of, like, okay, I'm at my most creative. I know I'm at my most creative. I'm able to think about these campaigns. I'm able to think about future campaigns. I'm able to make sure that everything's set and for tomorrow's meeting to be literally something that blows these people out the water. Because one of these people I've not ever presented anything to. And so I'm really hoping that I can wow her. Like, I want to wow her as much as possible. I need her to know that I'm meant to be here, and I know that she trusts me, and I know that she knows that I'm the shit. But like, it's different whenever you like know somebody's good and then you see what they can do and you're like, holy shit, they're good. So I'm really, really excited for this whole opportunity. I think it's gonna go crazy well. I'm super excited to not only wow her, but also wow my boss. Every time I present a marketing campaign, it just gets better. My campaigns age like fine wine, and I'm proud of them. But today I was telling our ads manager about the campaign that we're currently running. And as I mentioned in my last podcast, we're currently running a raffle for Beyonce tickets. And so I told him the campaign, I told him the details. This man was over the moon. He was so excited. I'm so excited. Everybody is really sold out for the vision of this plan, and I'm literally so stoked. It's only going to get bigger. It's only going to get better. The rest of the month is still to come. We're only on day two, and that's 2 of 31. And we're only on day, like, not even, you know, what are we at? I think we just hit day 60 of 365. Hold up. Let's ask. Alexa, what day of the year is it?
Of the year is 2023.
Alexa, what day of the year is it?
It's Thursday, March 2nd, 2023 in Los Angeles.
That's not what I want to know. I want to know how far we are into the year. Because, like, what? There's 31 days. Oh, yesterday was the 60th day. That so sucks. That so sucks. I wish I would have. Because there's 31 days in January, right? Or is there 30 days in January? I can never remember that. That is literally, like, I have the hardest time with that. Because there was 28 days in February. Yep, 31 days in January. Yesterday was the 60th day of the year. And so we're jumping into now. We're hitting the 90th day on the 31st. That is so frick-frackin' exciting. Like, 90 days in. 90 days in. And this is crazy. Sorry, I'm going off topic. Anyways, I'm super excited because whenever I was talking to my ads manager, he's like, I love it whenever people are in their mad genius. And I was like, thanks. I literally didn't even think about it like that. Like, it gets to a point where it's like, you know, you kind of do the same thing every single day. And my goal with this campaign, which, mind you, I did not come up with the entire campaign on my own. I just came up with the first premise to start the conversation, which, conversation starter. But anyways, I remember looking at Jess and I said, I think I figured out what we need to do for March. And she's like, what? And I was like, we need to do a giveaway. And I was like, what if we did, like, I'm like a gift card, an outfit. I don't know. None of those are giving me enough. And she was like, oh my God, what if we give away Beyonce tickets? And I was like, oh my God, what if we give away Beyonce tickets? And so we started talking about it. It all made sense. Everything clicked. It was crazy. We were so excited. And so we're just stoked and screaming, right? And so whenever we figured all of it out, I figured out all the logistics. She figured out, like, she helped me with the description so that way everything was perfect. Like, her and I work so well together. Like, I don't think anybody understands. Like, her and I are intertwined. Like, although the idea may have started with me in regards to marketing and, you know, the design start with her, we give each other so much feedback on every single aspect. So she'll come to me after something's been designed. She's like, okay, what do you think about this? Do you think it's long enough? What do you think your customer will think? How will you sell it? And so we start talking about that. And then in my marketing stuff, obviously she's the CEO. So everything that I do has to be approved through her. Not everything I do, but, you know, for the most part, everything I do has to be approved by her. And it's not necessarily the approval that I go for, but to make sure that it makes sense. Like, I need a sounding board. And we're actually looking for an assistant for me right now. And I'm excited to get that assistant because that assistant will become my sounding board. And then at that point, I just go to Jess with the approval and the well thought out plan. Because I hate that Jess only sees, like, she sees the bones a lot. And I don't want her to see the bones so frequently. I want her to see the flowers and the flesh. Like, it's whenever you're presenting something to somebody that you respect and somebody that you really value their opinion, you want them to see the best parts of it. You want them to see the flesh. You want them to see the flowers. You want them to see the pretty, like, the pretty of it. You don't want them to see the bones. You don't want them to see the nitty gritty whenever you're still figuring it out. And it almost makes me feel stupid. Like, I don't think anybody, like, people probably do understand this, but I don't think anybody that I'm close to completely understands this, of, like, whenever I present something to someone I respect, and it's not perfect yet, I get this sense of, like, shame, almost. Like, and I guess if you're an artist, you probably do get that, because, like, it's a true, like, compliment if someone who is an artist and, like, literally lives on their work shows you their work before it's finished. Because artists are true perfectionists. Like, we know, even if it doesn't look perfect to you, it's perfect to us. Like, it's not like it's a perfect as in everything's colored inside the lines. It's perfect as in it gives the exact vision that I wanted. And so whenever the vision is finished and completed and you feel so good about it, that's whenever you want to present it to someone. So if you present it to somebody prior to that, then they are like a special person to you. Like, you can't convince me otherwise. That person has your heartstrings and they could literally do whatever they wanted and you'd still take them. Like, you're in love with that human. And not in love in necessarily a romantic way, but even a platonic way or a professional way. Like, if you show somebody something that you care so deeply about prior to it being what you deem perfection, you care about that human. And you can't convince me otherwise. If you're saying that you don't, you're stupid. Anyways, sorry, I just got an email. Aw, Leisha's gonna make me cry. I'm literally about to cry. Oh my God, my graphic designer just complimented my social media, and my social media, like, Irregular Exposure social media page is my baby. Like, I don't think anybody understands how much time and energy I put into that page to make sure it looks good and is, like, gorgeous at all times. And not even just gorgeous, but, like, the captions are right. Everything hits. Everything's pretty. Everything's spelled correctly. Everything's posted at the right times. Everything's strategic. Everything makes sense. And if it doesn't, then I'm pissed. I'm so mad. Like, Jess has seen me where I'm pissed at the fact that my social media isn't doing what it's supposed to. Like, that's my creme de la creme. That's my shit. If I can't make my social media do what it wants, then how the hell can I make anything else do what it wants? Like, I'm so pissed. And so I love whenever anybody compliments the marketing that happens at a Regular Exposure, my heart skips a beat, because that's like somebody coming up to Jess and complimenting her designs. Like, this is my baby. And like, although a Regular Exposure is not my child, she is my little sister and I will die for her. And so, like, for someone to sit there and be like, the social media looks good, or those emails, those were crazy, or like, that's my graphic designer, I let her know anytime somebody compliments an email. If it's a campaign and somebody's complimenting it, I'm like, thank you. Like, y'all don't, like, nobody understands how much that means to someone who typically is not seen as a creative. Like, since whenever I say I'm in marketing, I'm immediately deemed not a creative. And marketing is so creative, especially creative, like, marketing in social media, so creative. Like, it's necessary. So whenever this is happening and like, people are complimenting my social media, complimenting, you know, the marketing in general, the campaign, saying that they love it, saying something's genius, it immediately makes me so frickin' happy inside. Like, makes my heart explode. Like, this girl is about to get a fucking audio message from me telling her how much I absolutely love her and how that literally made my day, because I've been working so hard and nobody sees that part, you know what I mean? So anyways, sorry, sidetrack. That made me so happy. That literally made my day. I love humans. But mad genius era is what I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to get to the fact that, like, whenever people are in their mad genius era, there is something special that happens. Something clicks. It's absolutely crazy. I love it so fucking much. And Durham, my ads manager, said the exact same thing. He was literally like, I love when everybody's in their mad genius era. Like, this is crazy. And I was like, this month about to go up, dude. Like, I hope you're ready, because I know I'm fucking ready and I'm so excited. Like, so excited I can barely breathe. And so for this whole, like, I don't know if you know what a mad genius era is, and I'm gonna assume that you don't, because that's what you do on a podcast, because you're literally fucking talking to yourself. So I don't know if you know, and if you do, skip the next like 10-15 minutes. So like, or just skip this podcast altogether, low-key, because that's all I'm gonna talk about. So mad genius era is whenever you're literally like, you're sitting in your prime, and it's not your prime of your career, but in your prime in that time. So like, I'm stepping in to March 2nd. Tomorrow's March 3rd, and I plan on the majority of the campaign, like, it officially like launches on all platforms tomorrow. Like, it's out there, like, everyone's aware. I have emails going out, I have text messages going out, I have, you know, social media posts coming out. But like, on March 3rd, 2023, I will have it on all platforms blasted. And I mean fucking blasting. And so for us, it makes me really happy, because I'm a big person on threes. I love the number three. All of my lucky numbers are 6 and 9. 9 specifically whenever I got older, 6 whenever I was younger. And so I find it interesting. And I'm a big threes girl. Like, if it's a multiple of 3, I love the number. And I can't explain it. I really can't. I don't know how. I don't know how to explain it because I don't know what the fuck to say about it. Like, I'm just a threes girl. I love threes. And hold up, I need to do something real fast. Oh my God. See, and this is why I love threes, because what we made in a month at a regular exposure, you divide it by three, it's a whole number that's also divisible by three. I love God. I love numbers. I love this. It's all crazy. It's all so crazy. But I've been seeing threes relentlessly. And I'm an angel numbers girl. Like, I'm a firm believer in angels numbers. I always want to have cocked eye at the ethics. Oh, he's going to tell me that he wants to make sure that my ethics are good. Okay, so I work for a few different companies. So, sorry, I'm going through my emails while I'm filming this podcast. I'm trying to do too much shit at once, but, like, I'm sorry, I get bored on this end. So, like, and this just shows that I'm in my mad genius. Like, I'm so excited. And, like, my Southern drawl is about to come out. That's how tired I am right now. Like, the Southern drawl is coming. It's bad. So I have, sorry, it's coming. I can't stop it. I really can't. I want to, I promise. I don't like my Southern drawl leaking at all. So whenever it does, I really try to stop it, but I'm getting so tired. So anyways, I'm like, for one of the people that I have as a client, they're a law firm. And so I wanted to do something crazy with their content, which was to make jokes of it. Honestly, I worked in a law firm from the age 9 to about age 16 to right before I left for college, so 18. I worked summers, I worked breaks. Anytime that they needed help, I'd go in on the weekends and help any way I could. I would answer phones. Like, I was a secretary. Like, I was a 10-year-old secretary. And I found it funny because there was one time I was 12 years old and they were interviewing for someone to take my place after the summer was over. And I was introduced to this girl that they ended up hiring. And Keith, one of the attorneys, was like, you have some really big shoes to fill, and was talking to the new girl. And she was like, wait, how old are you? And I was like, oh, I'm 12. And she goes, oh, and you're the shoes I need to fill? And I said, mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, well, and Keith goes, I tell you what, she might only be 12, but she's the best, like the baddest you'll ever meet. Like, she is crazy smart. And mind you, I'm not book smart. My brother is the genius. I'm not a genius. I am a genius in other ways, but I'm not a genius in book smarts. So I can just finesse, right? But anyways, I've been working for this law firm off and on again since I was little. Like, my mom's the paralegal at the firm, yada, yada, blah, blah. So I was talking to the attorney, the head attorney, the CEO of the company, and him and I were talking, and I was like, I want to make it less stuffy. A law firm is the business of bad days. Like, that's all they are. Like, you call a law firm when you need help, you're in trouble, you need representation. Like, there is a reason you call a law firm. And so I was like, I want to make it less stuffy. Like, let's lighten it up a little bit. Like, yeah, you might be going in to talk about a divorce, but let's talk about how snails and slugs seem like they might be the people that get divorced, and like the snail is the one that keeps the house. Like, let's talk about some funny shit. Like, let's talk about some funny shit to lighten up situations, because these are already dull enough. The last thing you need to see is a stock image of somebody getting their ass beat. Like, it's not it. And so I have decided for TikTok and for Reels and stuff, I'm wanting to do these how do you professionally say, or how do you say in legal terms. So that's one of my pieces of content, and I'm super excited about it because it's like, how do you say this expert has no clue what they're talking about in legal terms? How do you professionally say, as my client, you need to shut up right now? How do you professionally say, what the heck are you talking about? So it looks funny. It's fun. Like, I'm excited, and I'm having each attorney has to answer these. And then it was like, content 2 is an introduction. So I don't want this to be like a stuffy commercial. I want it to be in their natural environment. So I actually plan to have it like, but they already have a professional commercial made. So I'm going to have that stupid stuffy commercial, and I'm going to cut it off, and I'm going to hop in and be like, hold up, this the remix. And then I'm going to have it transition to the Full House theme song. And it's going to be this whole like introduction of each attorney. And I'm literally so excited. I think it's going to be so much fun. I love it so much. And then content 3 is, if you were a lawyer, if you were not a lawyer, what would you be and why? And I think that's really fun and interesting. And it gets people to learn, like, you know, there's people behind these jobs, you know? So I'm very, very excited about that. So that just shows a little bit of my mad genius besides the Beyonce ticket giveaway and the Beyonce ticket giveaway I will not even take full credit for, because
I came up with the giveaway part. Jess mentioned Beyonce and we ran with it. Like, I just love it whenever I work well with people and they see my vision. Like, they understand what I'm trying to say. And, like, Craig did the same exact thing. He's so good about, like, whenever I say I want something, he's like, yeah, that's exactly what I want to. And I'm like, oh, period. I'm so glad you understand what I'm saying. And so, like, we'll be chatting. It's great communication. I adore him. He's like a second father to me and I'm literally obsessed with him. And my ads manager is the same way. Like, any idea I have, he's just like, okay, cool, let's do it. And I love it so, so much. Like, nobody understands how much I appreciate whenever someone truly just sees my vision and they just let me run with it. And I have the opportunity to do that every single day and it makes me so fucking happy. Like, it's unreal. Anyways, so the mad genius era is like whenever you're literally sitting in your prime as that person that day. So like I'm sitting in my prime right now in the fact that I'm coming up with these crazy marketing campaigns that are actually feasible and can work and make sense and are logistical. Like it, everything makes sense. Everything's playing out. The social media stuff, everything makes sense. Everything's playing out. Like some of this stuff, yeah, it's older ideas, but it's ideas that I've recycled and I've made them to something that like our attorneys are actually going to enjoy creating. And like, it's the same way with like my apparel company and like, you know, just ensuring that I'm serving my customer at all times. And that's the same way to regular exposure. We made sure we served the customer, but we did it with something that had so much pizzazz that they were like, holy shit, what? And so like, and like with the bridal belt, I'm releasing a product that later this month and I'm literally so excited for it. I'm literally so excited for it. And it's something that I've had a vision about for the past couple of like, since I launched the bridal bell, this has been on the idea board and I just haven't been able to make it happen. So I'm so excited to be working on it. I'm actually supposed to be finishing it up this weekend. And I'm super stoked. I'm also going to launch a YouTube channel. Like so much shit is happening. Like I'm in my prime in regards to like the building blocks. Like I'm standing on my foundation right now and I'm able to be like, holy shit, this is about to get skyscraper level high, like Shanghai skyscraper high. Like this is crazy. And so like, the mad genius is literally just everything working in your favor. Like you're just sitting there and you're like, whoa. So, okay, if you do this, then this will happen. This, the one, this, and then this, and then this, and then like, you're just sitting there and it's like, you say one thing and it just works so well that everything else falls into place. And like, that's what like Durham and I were talking about. Cause he was like, oh, that'll help get the AOV up and it'll help do this and it'll help do that. I'm like, exactly. And he's like, this is fucking crazy. He's like, this came out of y'all's brains? And I was like, yeah, it did. And he's like, this is insane. I'm obsessed. I'm in love. Like, this is great. And so it's just like another moment of being like, holy shit, I'm actually good at what I do. You know, and it's like, I hope that you have those moments too. Like whenever you're like, damn, everything is literally working out so perfectly. And I wasn't prepared. I wasn't prepared for it to work out this well. And whenever it works out that well, you're just like, holy shit, this is crazy. This is crazy. How exciting is it that it's so crazy that this seemed not possible not even a week ago. This seemed not possible not even a week ago. This seemed not possible especially 6 months ago. Like 6 months ago, if I were to say that we were doing a giveaway for Beyonce tickets, I would have looked at myself and laughed. I would have been like, you're hilarious. There's no way we're doing that. There's no way we're doing that. But we're doing that. Like if I talk to my 6 months ago self and I'm like, you've launched another business and it's actually doing really well. You've got social media clients. People are asking you for marketing advice. You've been now asked to be a part of a couple different panels. You've got all of this shit going for you. You're doing this stuff at a regular exposure. You're looking forward to a promotion. Like you've got big shit coming, dude. You've got big shit coming. How crazy is that? How crazy is that? I don't know how to breathe well. That's how crazy it is. Like, this is insane. Absolutely fucking insane. And I'm so, 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 so excited. I'm so excited. Like, a mad genius era, I haven't had one in a minute. I call them my manic episodes. Durham calls them mad genius. Call them what you want. It's kind of like people calling my caffeine addiction an addiction or dependency. And I just call it happiness. Tomato, tomato. Tomato, tomato. But it happened nonetheless. You know what I mean? So I'm very, very excited. I'm really stoked for what is going on, what is going to be happening in the next few weeks, what's going to be happening in the next few months, what's going to happen. Like, I cannot imagine where this podcast is going to be in December whenever I'm sitting here and I'm talking to you guys and I'm like, whoa, let's talk about that girl that was so stoked about what March had to offer. how crazy is it right now? Like, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Like, what if I get picked up? Like, what if my podcast, somebody hears it and they're like, holy shit, I love her. And I get tossed on like Dear Media or one of these really big podcast outlets. And like, I have an actual podcast. Like right now I'm just talking to my phone and I feel like I already have an impact. Like I was looking at my analytics for my podcast, and mind you, I'm not a person that likes to look at my analytics because then I feel like I need to like do something. I'm big on monetization and I'm trying to be better about that. But like, cause like I try to monetize everything and it's so unfair to me, but like I've already got a listen on one of these. Like I literally have 190 all time listens. I had 188 this morning, like earlier whenever I uploaded these. So I've already got two people listening to my podcast. And so like, I don't think people understand, like, I'm just a small town girl from Arkansas. I'm just a small town girl from Arkansas that came to LA to be someone, to inspire other people. And I know I only have like less than 200 listens on my podcast, but that's 31 episodes. That, and two of those episodes I literally just uploaded like hours ago. So let's say that it's 190 like all time listens and it's only on 29 episodes. That's a lot of fucking people. That's a lot of people listening to my stuff. That's like over, what is that? That's like four people listening to my stuff consistently. And I know that I only have like one person that listens to every single episode I have. So that's just like, it just means a lot. It means a lot to me as someone who wants to inspire other people. It means a lot to me as someone, a small town girl from Arkansas that really just wants to make shit shake. It means a lot to me to be in this, you know, like mad genius era where I can really just show people that I am someone, like I am meant to do something in this world. And to that, I say thank you to you for listening. I say thank you to anyone that supports me. And I say thank you to myself for pushing this far and even putting myself out here in this regard. But thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you. And I hope that you are either in your mad genius era or it is on its fucking way, because this shit is unreal. And I'm so excited to hear your stories. Please feel free to DM me on my personal page, on the podcast page, whatever it may be. DM me. Let me know how you're feeling. Let me know what's going on in your life. Let's talk. Like, I hate the fact that I feel like I'm only talking to like myself in these podcasts. Like, I want to talk to you guys too. Tell me what you want to hear about. Tell me how you feel. Tell me what you're struggling with. Tell me what you want advice on or whatever it may be. Like, I know I'm known as like the corporate career baddie, whatever, even in regards to my Instagram, that is what they are starting to see me as, which is exactly what I want. But I'm here, I'm human, and I want to talk to you. So please, please, please talk to me. I'm literally so excited. I hope that you have a great rest of your day, week, whatever it may be, and I will chat with you soon. Mwah.